Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Pretty wonderful lady there. Pretty, comma, wonderful lady there. And I appreciate her very, very much. It is time right now for the Dallas Arboretum Report, and Tucker Reed phoned in sick last evening, and so get well, my buddy. And I'm going to do a somewhat generic and abbreviated report for you. He normally has a plant of the week that he likes to feature, and I'm not going to be doing that for him. I wouldn't pretend to step in on that topic, but I will tell you the Dallas Arboretum is a glorious place to visit. They're open 7 days a week except for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And so, yes, they'll be open tomorrow, and they'd love to see you. In fact, if you go today, it's still dollar days for August. You can get in for $1 a person, and then another $1 you can get into the children's garden. So you have all kinds of opportunities to go out today. Lots of shade. If you get a little warm, go down into the Palmer Ferndale. It's just beautiful in there. And take in the beauty and the glory of the recognized Dallas Arboretum. It has been put into the lists of the best arboreta and botanic gardens in America. Dallas Arboretum is at 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of White Rock Lake in East Dallas. They have all kinds of educational programs, so you go to the website dallasarboretum.org and learn about those and their concerts. They have a lot of fall concerts Thursday nights. These are cool Thursday concerts. You can see the whole list of the concerts that are coming up. I believe the first one is sold out. Don't know about the others. Should have asked last night. But when I was emailing Tucker back and forth. But nonetheless, here is the valid point. You need to get to the Dallas Arboretum at 8525 Garland Road. Great place to go today. If you have company in from out of town, take them out and show it off. It's beautiful. And the information number, if you need more, 214-515-6500. Again, dallasarboretum.org. And that is sponsored by the great people at North Haven Gardens. Very fittingly so, because the founder of North Haven Gardens, the late Ralph Pincus, my dear friend, also was the founder of the Dallas Arboretum Board. So it was his dream and his idea, and what a legacy that man left behind. Lost him just less than a year ago. North Haven Gardens is a 10-acre nursery. It's on North Haven Road, about a block west of Central. If you've not been there, and if you are an avid gardener, you have missed a treasure. Go this weekend. You are going to be so dazzled by what you see, and the people that you meet as well. North Haven Gardens has a great selection of powerhouse vegetables in stock, ready to plant: kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, collards, and Swiss chard. All pack a punch in the nutrition department, and they are easy to grow. North Haven Gardens has drought-tolerant, long-lasting bearded iris rhizomes. It'll be the jewel in your perennial garden. Stunning blooms in a rainbow of colors. Drama queen, a rich purple standards with golden buff falls with dramatic golden veins. Drama Queen is a standout in any collection. Halloween Halo is a white rebloomer with yellow amber halo edges, and its bright orange beards with a sweet fragrance. Hippie is a dwarf bearded iris that only reaches 11 inches in bloom. Has a profusion of peachy orange standards with violet peach falls. Check out North Haven Gardens pop-up classes through September. North Haven will show you how easy it is to grow irises. Go to nhg.com for more information on everything. They have everything at North Haven Gardens. They'll be open tomorrow. You bet they will, from 9 to 6. They're at 7700 North Haven Road. That's between Hillcrest and Central. 214-363-5316, nhg.com. It's North Haven Gardens.
Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.
Back to our phone lines, indeed we go. Let's see where we are. Here we are. There we go. Another screen down, and yet another screen down, and there's my phone screen page. I'm sorry. You get to hear Neil's life living before him. Mike in Little Elm, we're with you now. How can I help you, Mike?
Yes, sir. Good morning. We're looking for property in Sanger, and we went out and walked it the other day. It's about 6 acres. 2 of it is mowed. We got bit by a lot of chiggers. Is there a way to control and kill those, and does it affect horses?
I don't know that they're going to bother horses. I don't know that. You'll have to ask a veterinarian, and if so, then there probably is an agricultural product that you could put on 4 acres. I will tell you, practically on our 11 acres, when I'm working outside, generally chiggers are active in from mid-May to mid-July. This year we've had a few rains, and so it's not unlikely that they would be around a little longer. I find it much easier to protect myself than to protect the whole 11 or 4 acres. I'd use off up and down my legs, my pants, my cuffs, my shoes, and then on my wrists. And it's been years since I've had any chiggers.
All right, we saw something about diatomaceous earth. Is that and sulfur?
That may or may not provide much value. If I were putting something over 4 acres, I'd put an insecticide that would kill them and do it quickly. But my point is, do we want to put 4 acres worth of anything out as opposed to putting 2 square feet of insecticide spray preventive on our bodies? It's just so much easier and quicker to protect ourselves, and then you know.
Okay.
I don't even think about spraying anywhere. When our kids go outside, our grandkids, to play, everybody sprays down. We leave it sitting on the front porch right now, the can of off. I do that also for the mosquitoes because of how bad the effects of mosquitoes can be. And so, you know, one spray does all on that one. I'm a big advocate of protecting yourself. I just don't think you can get all of them by spraying 4 acres. That takes sophisticated equipment. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to wear like fishing pants or something like that to waders every time I go in the backyard.
No, you don't. No. I wear jeans. I just wear my regular jeans. I just spray the cuffs. I spray up my ankles.
Okay.
It's not that difficult. You know, if do whatever you'd like to. It's certainly your choice. All I can tell you is what I've done for the 37 years that we've lived in Collin County. We've had chiggers. And I think it's been 20 years since I had any chigger. So
okay.
Anyway, that's where I would be. All right. Appreciate your call, Mike. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With it. Sonny in Waxahachie will be the next one up. So stay with us, Sonny. Stay right there, if you will, please. Time to tell you about our home landscape school. And this is coming up on Valentine's Day. It's Saturday, February 14th. It'll be all day at the Plano Center. It makes a wonderful Valentine's gift, in fact, for you or for somebody you care about. And it is our 2015 Home Landscape School. We've done these for 20 years. We have not changed the price in 7 or 8, maybe 9 years. It's $179 for the entire day for one person, or $219 for two people from the same household. And those prices will go up by $20 here before too many more days are gone. So I would suggest that you register early and make sure that you're signed up. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will be your teachers, and we will teach you the principles of good landscape design, how to design a plan to scale so that when you plant the things from your project, you will know that they will get to the size that you want and not be too small or way too large. Those are disastrous. We'll teach you the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, how to have effective and beautiful entryways and front yards, and how to have fun and functional patios and backyards. You'll also get 2 weeks after that, on Saturday, February 28, or Sunday, March 1, you'll get a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional to finish up your landscape plan. So you'll leave with a working drawing of your plan, and you'll leave with the knowledge of how to do additional plans for your landscape into the future. You're going to enjoy this very much. We have people who have come back to take several plans. They pick a different part of their yard, and they show us the photos of their work 2 or 3 years later, and it's beautiful. We have those landscaping professionals are some of the best in Texas. The way to sign up is to call my magazine office right now before 10, and that's 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Same number that you call to buy my brand new book. The other way that you can sign up is to go to neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com for our 2015 Home Landscape School.
Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
I think that may be the most difficult phone number to get out of your head after you say it a time or two. So 214-333-0003. It just kind of rings around there. Sunburst Shutters. You'll have a hard time getting the beauty that you have seen in your home out of your head after you have Sunburst Shutters. Had lunch a week ago with Bruce Jones, the founder of Sunburst Shutters. He is kind of retired from that to work for his church and do some other volunteer work, and his son Collins is carrying on flawlessly. What a wonderful company. Sunburst Shutters is based on the theory that shutters don't have to crack, they don't have to warp or split, they don't have to fit poorly, they don't have to be a nuisance to paint. And all of that is true for Sunburst Shutters because they're made of polywood. Polywood is a synthetic man-made material, and it is permanent. It's just great. It's color fast because it's either white or off-white all the way through the shutter. Each shutter is custom fit for each opening in your home. That's why they can be tailored to be so precise and so absolutely wonderful in terms of the fit. You might be able to see a paper-thin piece of light coming through, but they are the most energy-efficient shutters you'll find anywhere. Back when there were some energy rebates, they were the only shutters to qualify. Sunburst Shutters are available to you within just a few weeks. You call them. They come to your home and bring samples to show you the 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvers and the white and off-white colors and help you choose what would look best in your room. It may be different room by room. And then they take the measurements, give you the estimate. You say, I love it. That's affordable. I want some of that. I've heard Neil talking about. By the way, tell people when you're working with them because of my program. And then 2 or 3 or 4 weeks later, here they come with the shutters. Each window has its own bundle of the shutter pieces, and they're put in place. And I think they kind of want you to stay away until they get the room finished. And then I think they kind of enjoy, oh my gosh, it's like a total remodel. I think they like that kind of commentary, and that's what they get. That's what they got from us. 214-343-2601. That's their phone number. It's sunburstshutters.com. You can see a lot on their website, sunburstshutters.com, and they also serve Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. 214-343-2601, Sunburst Shutters.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
Baylor, Plano, Baylor, McKinney, two wonderful hospitals. I hope you never need a hospital. Wouldn't that be a nice prospect? Just going to go on forever. But that isn't the way it usually works. Usually we develop some kind of issue. We need some help. And that's where these two hospitals really rise to the top. Now, they've asked me to talk about my own personal experiences, and I love doing that because Baylor Plano is sacred ground to us. Our daughter's life was saved there April 4th, 2005, from the flesh-eating bacterium, a horrible infection. Nobody knows where it comes from. It just hits a small 1 in a million percentage of the population, and it's just terrible. We thought we were going to lose her, and they knew what to do, and they did it. And we have a wonderful daughter, Joseph's mom, Sam and Alex's mom. So that's Baylor Plano. Baylor McKinney, my wife serves on the board of this beautiful new hospital. So that's our association with the Baylor system. Now, to tell you their message for today, arthritis is a change in the joint that involves a decrease in or absence of the cartilage that protects the surface of your bones. Cartilage normally protects the joint, allowing for smooth and pain-free movement. But if you're experiencing pain in your knees and hips when you walk, consider attending a free joint pain seminar presented by an orthopedic surgeon on the medical staff at Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano or Baylor Medical Center at McKinney. If you'd like to register, here's a phone number for you. It's 800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR. for Baylor, or visit BaylorHealth.com. If it's difficult for you to walk, you need to go sit in on this. You might learn something that would really make you feel better about the rest of your life. And that's 1-800-4-BAYLOR or BaylorHealth.com for the joint pain clinics. Back to the phone lines, and we go to Sonny in Waxahachie. Sonny, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What I'm calling about, I got to noticing a day or two ago our Bermuda grass starting to turn brown, and I got to looking and checking a little bit, and we have all over the Bermuda grass and all over the concrete, we have armyworms. I like honeybees. I have honeybees, and I want something. I want to kill them, but I don't want to. I don't want to hurt the honeybees or the hummingbirds or anything else. I like to have something that we can treat them that's safe for bees in the environment.
Okay. Well, let me give you the best that I have. First, I want to go back to a call. My first call of today, Lester in Rockwall, who mentioned that he thought that his neighbors had army worms and that he had some new sod and was wondering if he needed to protect it. And I said I had not heard of any outbreaks of army worms. This is how I hear, you know, all of a sudden several calls come in, and I'll probably now get repeat posts on Facebook. I will guarantee you that I will put this note up soon after I go off the air, just to alert people to watch for them. Check the label, if you will, Sonny, for Bacillus thuringiensis, BT. BT will kill all types of caterpillars, army worms included, and I think it is very specific to caterpillars. I don't think it's going to harm your bees. Check the label. I just don't think it's going to hurt them.
Okay. Okay, I had seen that. We were looking at it, everything up, trying to find something for it. I'd seen that, but then I'd heard some more. You know, I just don't want to get something that'll
I understand.
For the environment.
No, I agree with you. But I think if you're applying BT directly to the soil, I don't see how that's going to be a problem. First of all, because BT, I don't think I don't think it would hurt if it got sprayed onto the bees. I'm not suggesting you do that, but I'm just saying I don't think they're susceptible to it.
How do you apply that stuff?
It is available as a liquid and also as a wettable powder. You'll see it as a dust as well. You'll see it in several different forms. Your independent retail garden center will have it. You probably are not going to go into a national chain store and find it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. You bet. Good luck with them. Let's go to Jerry in North Richland Hills. Jerry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes'm.
I have a Turk's cap plant that just fascinates the heck out of me, and it blooms profusely. Mm-hmm. But I have noticed there's little balls, I guess, for lack of a better word, on the plant in the same type little pod that the flowers are in. What are those?
Probably the seeds, probably the fruit that follow the flowers. Petals will fall out of that, and you have a little thing that looks like a little Chinese lantern that hangs there afterwards. Is that what you're talking about?
No. They just look like little bitty, very small little pumpkins or something, you know, like a little ball thing. If you touch them or the wind blows, they fall off of the bush. And that's what I was trying to find.
Jerry, that is either the foremath or the aftermath of the flowers. That's all that is.
Oh.
I have Turk's cap, and I see them doing all kinds of things. I'm not sure what you're describing, but let me tell you what happens with Turk's cap. They are hibiscus relatives, and all of the plants in that group have a tendency to abort flower buds before they fully develop.
Oh.
When it gets hot and dry, they'll produce 100 flower buds, and you'll see 60 flowers open. And the other buds will fall to the ground, and if you touch them before they abort, they'll abort prematurely. They'll just drop.
Oh.
So it may be that. On the other hand, when the flower has fallen, the petals have fallen, they've shriveled up and then dried and then fallen, there is a little chaff-like fruit structure that is left behind. It's the I guess probably the sepals of the flower, the green part that encloses the flower, protects the flower when it's in bud form. Mm-hmm. And then inside that will be the fertilized fruit that is starting to develop. But now that will not abort. If you get to that point with a flower, it's not going to drop those seeds when you touch it. So I'll bet it's just early flower buds that are aborting. I'll have to look more closely and see if I see something. It sounds like what you're describing, but I don't hear anything that would make me very nervous.
Well, I didn't know whether they possibly had the seeds in them, you know.
Not if you're pushing them off easily.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just wait and see what happens? There's nothing there that needs to worry you. You can go on and enjoy Labor Day and go out and spend lots of money on the sales, preferably at nurseries. I'm glad you called. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Paul will be up our next call right after the news. It's the only call I have on hold waiting. So if you want to call right now, you'd be right behind Paul. And it's my longest segment. We can get several calls in during that one if you will call right now. And right now means call this number, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call 800-288-9227. Arborological Services. They have 11 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. These are men and women who have studied and have passed a really difficult exam. I'll tell you, don't give me too much credit for knowing a lot of things, because there are a lot of people who know a lot more than I do on specific subjects. And when it comes to trees, I'm at the feet of these people listening. I told three of their people that last night. They were reluctant to chip in on a post I had made on Facebook. They had a little additional information. I said, put it there. I'm not embarrassed. Nobody knows everything, and they are about as close as anybody is to knowing everything about trees. The best in the business. They have won the award. Some of those awards are named for them. This is the team from Arborological Services. They have won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship 22 out of 32 years. That's how good their climbers are. They are so good in how they prune trees. They won't let you talk them into pruning a tree wrong. I like that a lot. Neil, I'm not going to do that. Just not going to do that. I've heard those words. From complete tree maintenance to heroic saving of trees, cabling and bracing, and even testifying in court cases, the company to call is Arborological Services. They are Dallas-Fort Worth-based, but they have a toll-free number. It's 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Online, arborological.com. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
Ongoing drought has weakened our lawns and made them vulnerable to weed invasion this fall. And so I'm going to tell you about a product from the O.M. Scotts Company, the Scotts Fertilizer people. We'll be talking a lot more as fall progresses about the feeding of your lawn this fall. But there is one aspect of lawn care in September that is absolutely critical, and that is that you get a pre-emergent weed killer put down before the 10th of September to keep the weeds ever from germinating. This is the only chance of the entire year that you get to control annual bluegrass, rescue grass, and ryegrass. Folks, I had to beg the Scotts people to let me have this chance to tell you about Halt's crabgrass preventer to be applied in early September, because it's not a time that most people ask for it. It's named for a weed that germinates in the spring. Most of its sale, most of its use is in spring. And we'll talk about using it next spring, but for crabgrass and grass burrs. But for now, we're talking about annual bluegrass, the little softball-sized plant that has all of those seed heads on it. Looks like little miniature pampas grass plants. You see it in March and April in your lawn. You say, how can I get rid of that? And I say, well, I can't help you now, but if you'll set the timer for September 1, first week of September, you apply Halt's, you'll get rid of it before it ever germinates. That's what I tell people. And I hope you don't, if you're listening, you're probably paying attention. It's the people who aren't listening today who are going to call next January, February, and say, how do I get this out? And I'm going to say, you got to wait. Remember now, Scott's Holtz brand crabgrass preventer. Don't worry about the name. It's the same active ingredient. It works just fine. Applied in the first week of September to kill annual bluegrass, rescue grass, and ryegrass. If you're overseeding your lawn, do not use it. If you're planting new grass in September, do not use it. If you're trying to plant wildflowers, do not use it. Those are all obvious things. Scott's Holtz brand crabgrass preventer, and it is the one to use for the winter grassy weeds. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and we have Major Logan once again.
Good morning, Neil. From the WBAP 24/7 news desk, critics who say Israel's prime minister missed a chance to push Hamas out of power. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. We have a report of a vehicle fire in Dallas, I-45 northbound at Bryan Street. Also southbound US 75 at McDermott Drive. We have road debris in the right shoulder. Checking the WBAP 24/7 forecast. Should be mostly sunny today, very warm and humid. High of 96. Partly cloudy tonight, low 77. Labor Day looks mostly sunny, breezy at times. Still humid and hot. High of 97. Right now it's 77 degrees at DFW Airport. In Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu's approval rating has fallen to 40%. Some of that is due to critics who say Netanyahu missed a chance to push Hamas out of power and root out terror once and for all from Gaza. But this weekend, Netanyahu explained his decision not to do that. Reporter Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
In his first national TV interview since the ceasefire, Israel's prime minister defended his decision to pull troops out of Gaza rather than ordering them to topple Hamas. Benjamin Netanyahu said he didn't want to, quote, Israeli Fallujah in Gaza, explaining that he believed hundreds of American soldiers and thousands of Iraqis had died in an unsuccessful attempt to drive al-Qaeda out of Fallujah. Rather than sacrificing the lives of Israeli soldiers and Palestinian civilians, Netanyahu said he chose to severely weaken Hamas.
Firebrand Senator Ted Cruz is sounding increasingly like he's made up his mind to run for president in 2016. The Tea Party-backed Texan's rousing speech Saturday in Dallas energized thousands at the Summit of Americans for Prosperity, the political arm of the Koch brothers. Again, high today, 96 degrees, right now it's 77. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. Dixon Brothers celebrating their 41st year providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain, and water well pumps and supplies. They have it all. Keep your pool sparklingly blue and fun with Pool Life exclusive pool care collection. Happy pool, happy life. Relax poolside with friends and family, soaking up the sunshine, not worrying about pool maintenance. If you need help, take a water sample to Dixon Brothers. They'll test it, write out a simple recipe using professional strength Pool Life products to make your pool life perfect. Dixon Brothers, the authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit the large Dixon Brothers showroom, half-acre size at 204 North Galloway. That's in Mesquite, or call them at 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Their sales floor open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. That's Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
W-B-A-P.
A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, normally it's priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift.
Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Boy, the soils here in North Texas, have you noticed they just go here, and then they decide they want to go over there, and then they're going to come up here, and then they're going to go down there. They are so unstable, and that's why foundations have such an issue when it gets hot and dry and wet and cool, and oh my. Advanced Foundation Repair, a legacy company in the Foundation Repair Company, my sponsor for, I'm in my 20th year of doing ads for them now. And when you call them, they're going to send a technician to your home, somebody who is very skilled at measuring elevations of the slab of the foundation. And he or she will use sophisticated equipment and come back to you in an hour, hour and a half with a topographic map. That's the best way to describe it, of your floor. In our case, Fred Marshall came to our home, and Fred said, Neil, got some bad news. Over here on this corner attached to the house, you're at such and such. Over there on the catty corner of this one room alone, you are 2.5 inches down. And that's why when we take the old carpet up, we're going to find some big cracks in that foundation. And they did. That was a part of our house that was added later. And fortunately, the rest of the house was not impacted. No problem there. But they got the sunroom all fixed up for us. And then we also hired them to work at my magazine office. That's a Pier and Beam house. They have a special division within the company that works on Pier and Beam houses. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. That's how good they are. Transferable owner to owner to owner and backed by cash in the Texas Foundation Warranty Trust. FoundationRepairs.com is the website. That's plural, FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. And like I said last hour after the recorded ad, this is the most difficult number to get out of your head. It just hangs in there. 214-333-0003. That's 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repairs.
That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227.
Oh, we have some good questions coming up. This is going to be a fun segment. Paul in Cedar Hill, I'm so glad you waited. I am so glad you waited. How may I help you?
Hey, Neil, good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
I have a St. Augustine lawn, and I like the way it looks and prefer it over Bermuda, but I have a large area that I need a lawn-like appearance in Lee County, Texas. It's down in central Texas. It's very sandy soil. And I've heard about centipede, seeding from centipede.
What's the county seat of Lee County?
It's Lee County. It's Giddings.
Giddings. I know Giddings. Okay. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. So, you know, due to expense of having to sod this large area of St. Augustine, I've heard about this centipede grass. What is your opinion on that?
Well, I thought you were going to be talking about Cedar Hill, and so I was ready to say, boy, you are the luckiest guy in the world that you waited, because it would be a disaster in Cedar Hill. Here's what centipede requires. It is called poor man's St. Augustine because it looks like St. Augustine a little bit, but it requires less attention. It's never quite as lush and pretty as St. Augustine. You'll see it used basically from the piney woods eastward across the south, but it is not the lawn of choice in most areas, even where it is adapted. It has to have sandy soil. It needs acidic soil. I don't know if Giddings has acidic soil or not. I kind of doubt that it would. It may be neutral. That's an area of Texas that I know very well, but I don't know the pH of the soil. So I would check with the county extension office and see what the pH is. And if it is below 7, then you should be okay. But I would try a quarter acre for a few months and or a year and see if you're happy with the way it establishes. I'd probably go with common Bermuda if it were my situation. It would look like a lawn. I understand you don't like it as much, but it's so ultra serviceable. I don't care for it either. I prefer St. Augustine, but my buddy St. Augustine has developed some issues, and you know, when you get around when you get around people that continually have issues, you tend to kind of step aside a little bit when you see them coming. And with my St. Augustine, I can step aside if somebody wants to try something else. You just don't see enough centipede in that area to make you feel comfortable. Most of these things, Texas is old enough now, most of these things that look like they might work probably have been tried and must not have. Give it a try, but do so cautiously.
Predominantly, I need something fast-growing and erosion control.
Well, Bermuda does that. It does it better.
I'm going to run with that then. Sounds like the best idea. Thank you, Neil.
You bet. Thanks for waiting. Hang on just a second. Robert has something he's going to tell you about since you waited so long. So stay right there. Tell Robert I told him that if he missed that comment on the air. Thank you. Let's go to Mary in Arlington. Mary, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. A question for you. Our oak tree, which was a twig, basically, when we moved here 11 years ago, is beautiful. However, it has a lot of surface roots. One of them is in close proximity to our driveway, and we're worried about it coming underneath and cracking that driveway.
Mm-hmm.
When is the best time, or can we remove some of these surface roots?
The best time to do it would be in October, and you really ought to do it at the direction of a certified arborist who will know the impact each one will have. It might be better to start with the one that looks like it's is most likely to do damage, and maybe not do all of them in 1 year.
Okay, very good. We do use an arborist.
Good.
And have in the past.
Good.
So,
you can remove the general rule of thumb, Mary, is that if you have a let's just say a tree that's 2 feet in diameter, just play with me, you'll understand. You can remove maybe 20%, 25% of that diameter in total root diameter. So you could remove, if you have a 24-inch diameter tree trunk, you could remove up to maybe 5 or 6 inches of roots in a year without terrible risk to the tree. And so that might be 2, 2.5-inch roots, or it could be, you know, a couple of 3-inch roots, something like that.
So October would be the best time.
October's the best because you're through the heat then. You're through the heat. That's the longest possible stretch between the time that you remove the roots and the time that the tree really has to have the roots, and that would be June, July, August.
Okay. We will definitely do that.
Atta
girl.
I
appreciate your time, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Larry in Athens now. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I have planted about a few years ago several gladiolia bulbs or plants, and when would be the best time to dig them up and divide them?
They need to be dug before winter, before the coldest of the winter weather comes in. So sometime late in the fall would be ideal. I don't know if you are aware of how they multiply, but they divide themselves differently than any other plant that we have. They are corms, C-O-R-M, and they develop a new corm on top of the old corm, and just kind of in a stack. And then the little bulblets, cormlets, or whatever the right phrase would be, will be off to the side. Are you sure you have enough that you need to divide them? Is this the old Byzantine glad, the one that establishes and naturalizes, or is this hybrid glads, the big tall ones?
Hybrid, big tall.
Okay. Well, the answer I gave you was based on that, so I'm standing pat with that answer. I will tell you, if you want to see the ultimate in glads, see if you can find some Gladiolus byzantinus, the Byzantine glads, the hiccups, and you will find that it is just a superior performer. They're about half as tall, but they have the magenta flowers in the mid to late spring, and they are just glorious. You'll start with a small clump, and over a period of 25 years, they will just get bigger and more beautiful. They do not have to be dug and divided.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Appreciate the call. All right, let's take our last break for the morning, and then we'll come back to Bonnie in Irving and Mary Pat in Mineral Wells, and we'll try to help there. So I Hope you'll join me on my Facebook page. It is Neil Sperry, obviously, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. We have 30,000 and I think 560 or something like that people on that page helping one another. It really is a cool experience to watch that happen. And go to my website. We're really working. I'm spending a lot of time this fall upgrading my website and adding a lot of content to it. I've already begun that process, and you'll see a lot of changes on our website at neilsperry.com. My book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. That was what I spent last fall doing. In fact, 11 months of typing and a month at the printer to get it ready. It's a self-published book, so I was involved from the concept of what are we going to write about and how are we going to lay the book out. I didn't do the layout, goodness knows. I had a wonderful graphic designer working alongside. I had a wonderful editor, respectively. They are Cindy Smith and Carolyn Skye, and we think we have a book that you will enjoy having in your hands and using. No, it's not available on electronic reader. It's available as hard copy book, but it is available only through my magazine office and my website. Don't go into bookstores, don't go into nurseries looking for it, because I chose not to do that. I just am tired of royalty abuse from publishers. It's been a thing that's just gotten worse and worse, which is why so many authors are stepping away from working with publishing houses. You do the homework, you'll see what I'm talking about. So anyway, it's self-published, and it is guaranteed to please you, or I'll refund every penny. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's not a redo of Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1991, 23 years ago. This one is completely different, different layout, much different format, much easier to use, and huge amounts more in information, and two or three times the number of photographs. More than 25 multi-page charts to help you make the right plant choices in a hurry. For example, flowering annuals and perennials are color-coded. You have dots to show what colors they come in and what months they bloom in. You need something yellow flowering for August? No problem. You can find it very easily in that chart, one of many, many charts. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, you would expect to pay in the 40s of dollars. It's $32.95, but I have a better deal for you because we have it on sale right now at $28.95. But you need to call right away, $7 postage and tax, by the way. You need to call right away to my magazine office at 800-752-GROW. The office will be open until 10 today. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. And you can also order anytime today at neilsperry.com. Again, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com, 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Reduce your need this summer for shock or extensive pool brushing with one simple step. Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Cam. Hey friends, I know a lot about pools. I got a tip for you this week. Crystal Clear has revolutionized the way people care for their pools with improved water clarity while eliminating the need for phosphates. Crystal Clear is a uniquely formulated product that contains SPF sunblock designed to clear swimming pool water of algae and greatly reduce pool maintenance time. With convenient access now available in select Ace Hardware stores, Arlington and Hearst, or at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, one-stop pool shop in Plano, or simply online at clearpoolnow.com. That's www.clearpoolnow.com for Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem. And Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem is all about maintenance. I promise you, you're going to thank me later when you get Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem. Go to clearpoolnow.com. That's www.clearpoolnow.com.
I have been telling you for several years now, I guess it's probably 7, 8, 9, 10 years, about the Know Before You Grow program from Encore Electric Service Delivery. I had a wonderful opportunity 2 days ago to sit over a late lunch Coke, Diet Coke, just hold me accountable, with Chris Schein, who is the, I don't know his exact title, but the public relations person for Encore. And it was a wonderful chance to visit. He is so gifted in what he does. And his right-hand person, Tina, who takes all of the dreams and turns them into really good things. We just had a chance to visit about Encore and about how their service works. I love this company as a sponsor because I get to tell you a lot of things that are really good landscaping things. Know how tall and wide a tree is going to grow before you plant it. That comes into their power line realm, but it also comes into the realm of that driveway just a minute ago where the tree roots are lifting the concrete. It comes into the realm of rubbing on the side of the house, lots of things. So know before you grow. And then their current campaign they have me doing is be safe while you're pruning. If you're within 10 feet of power lines, maybe you don't want to do that. If you see fire and smoke coming out of a tree limb that's touching a power line, step away, call 911, that sort of thing. They really do care. They're part of the community. The people who service the electric power lines for all of us are your neighbors. They're my neighbors, and they're working hard. They're working in some awful conditions. And I got to tell Chris how grateful I am to have them as a sponsor. I think we'll be doing more things together. I hope so, because Encore Service Delivery, Electric Service Delivery, they are good people doing great things. So thank you, Encore Electric Service Delivery, Encore.com. Well, I am now ready to go to Bonnie in Irving. Bonnie, it is your chance at stardom. What
Good
you going to do?
Neil, how are
what
you
going to do with it? I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right, I have a plant that grows like a bush. It's about 3 feet tall. We had to root it. We were given the root as a plant from a friend. We planted the root. It blooms, like I said, about 3 feet, and it gets these long okra spikes on the plant, and each of those okra spikes open into a pod, and then the flower is white. And it only blooms at night.
Now, you're talking about moon plant. You're talking about Datura, D-A-T-U-R-A.
Datura.
Mm-hmm. Also known as Jimson weed, J-I-M-N-S-O-N, Jimson weed, or Gyp weed, G-Y-P, like gypsum weed.
And then after it blooms, it gets the green ball with spikes.
Mm-hmm. Looked like something out of the Middle Ages.
Right, and I was listening to you talking to Mary about it.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that spike ball is the end of the bloom.
That's the fruit.
The fruit of it.
Yeah, it's going to have a lot of little black seeds in each one of those.
Can it be replanted to grow another
plant? Yeah, believe me, if you let those fruits stay out there for a little while, it'll replant itself. You'll have a lot of them coming up. You'll be able to pick and choose the ones you want. It's a lovely plant. It is also called angel trumpet because it is very poisonous. So that's something to think about if you have children or grandchildren. Don't let them suck on the tubes of the flowers. I guess that's what's poisonous. I don't know. Let me tell you. I get all concerned when I hear people talking about poisonous plants because most plants, even if they are toxic, don't cause a problem. Kids are smarter than we are. Dogs are smarter than we are. They don't go out and start eating plants. But we need to be mindful of those that are and keep them away from harm. Anyway, it's a beautiful plant. I love that plant. And there is a big moth that will come and pollinate it at night, and that's fun too.
And I've seen those on there also.
Yep. So can I help you with it, or are you just wondering a little more about
no,
it?
No, I'm just wondering what to do with the green pods. It looks like they just
leave them alone. Eventually, the plant will become unsightly, and you just want to trim it off. It will come back from roots, but it'll also come back from the seeds. It's a short-lived perennial, but look it up under Datura, D-A-T-U-R-A, and you'll find a lot of information.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, and then it does only bloom at night?
That's correct. That's correct.
That's wonderful. I mean, yep. It's just beautiful at
that's,
nighttime to see
that's
those because, white flowers.
That's because of the moss pollinating it. It's a wonderful arrangement they have. I got to get one more call in. I appreciate
all
your
right,
call,
Neil,
Bonnie.
You
bet. Let's go to Mary Pat in Mineral Wells. Mary Pat, this is Neil. Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. I broke my leg last Sunday. I have purposely not mentioned it until now. It's a stress fracture, not a compound fracture. So I am alive and kicking, kind of.
And so. Heal up. My question is about grasshoppers.
Aren't you glad you asked?
Yes, I am, actually.
All right, go ahead.
Grasshoppers, they are killing everything I have, and I keep spraying, but is there anything that will really get them?
They're difficult, and every year I get questions from frustrated people, and I wish I had a really good answer. The baits work. I don't think they work really well. General purpose insecticides that are labeled for grasshoppers work especially well, but you have to spray in a downward spray on top of them to coat them as they fly away. And then you also need to find where they're coming from. They may be coming from tall weeds or something nearby, and if it's something over which you have jurisdiction, you would want to get those weeds out of there. A lot of times it's somebody else's property and you can't.
Yeah.
They'll run their course in a week or two, so that's the good news.
I live out in the country. They don't abate.
They will as it gets hotter and drier, they will see green things that you have and come toward you, and that's why they get worse as the summer progresses.
Okay. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, it's a pretty much a non-answer, but I tried my best.
Is there any particular brand that would that?
No, there are dozens of products that are on the market. I'd get to a farm supply if you're dealing with much space, or I would go into a really good independent retail garden center and tell them what your problem is, and they'll show you several options that they have.
All right.
Thanks so much. Good luck with it, Mary Pat. Folks, join me on Facebook. It's Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. Join me on my website at neilsperry.com. I also want to remind you of Serenity High, the nation's only public recovery high school. It's in the McKinney ISD, and serenityhigh.org is the website. So if that's of interest to you, go there. Robert Borowski, great job. To all who listen, thank you. Happy gardening.